Archers for the week 12 to 17 March 2000.
Simon and Debbie have got a proposal to make.
If you want to talk to your dad on your own...
Why should I do that?
I just thought...
Simon, us wanting Grange Farm is a joint decision, and now we've decided to tell him we'll do it together.
I can see us there now, sitting around an open fire with the Sunday papers.
You must be joking.
You think Brian's going to say no?
Well, ultimately, it's Border to Land's decision, not Dad's, but if we do get it... There won't be time for any Sunday papers.
Hmm. I've given them up.
It was grand gestures with you, isn't it?
I want you to know how serious I am about our future together.
Hey, you don't have to convince me. But I do think we should both talk to Dad about it.
I just thought perhaps if I got your mum out of the way...
Hey, look, if you're scared of asking Dad to approach Border to Land...
No, I'm not.
The most important thing is that the two of us keep a united front.
Like we always do. Ryan. Oh, God, Debbie. You don't know how much it means to me to know you trust me.
I'm making huge plans about our future life together.
The funny thing is, I can usually spot an hysterical student.
Oh, can we not talk about your suspension, please?
You're right. Let's not even think about it. Let's talk about Grange Farm. First thing I'm going to do is buy a really good alarm clock. Or will we have a rooster to wake us up?
If we're going to make plans, we should be talking about capitalization, machinery... And...
You think I should get rid of my car and buy a tractor?
Well, how are you going to get to university without a car?
We'll share yours.
Well, I'm going to need that.
I don't mind moving down market and driving round in an old van.
We're going to need every penny you can earn, which means you need something reliable.
Together, we're going to make this work, my darling.
Well, we've got to get the place first.
We will. It's our dream.
I think when we talk to Dad, we need to be a bit more practical.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell him we've been sitting up at night number crunching.
Yeah, well, the figures are going to be a bit vague until we know how much Border to Land wants for the place.
With what you know about farming, your figures can't be that far out. Hey, we could have some rare breeds like Elizabeth and Nigel.
I want to run a farm, not a theme park. And besides which, I don't think they'd appreciate the competition.
We will have some livestock.
Yeah, if they're going to be profitable.
You know what I think we should do now?
Go on.
Put on our coats and go out and buy two decent bottles of wine.
Hey, I thought we were saving money.
Look at it as an investment.
The minute we walk through the door, Dad'll know you're trying to butter him up.
Why? We always take wine.
Oh, that's true.
So why should he think we're doing anything out of the ordinary?
Only this and a few leeks, and that's the end of last year's vegetables.
If you ask me, those leeks should go on the compost heap.
Yes, maybe you're right. I always think it's such a shame that purple sprouting broccoli goes green when you cook it. There's plenty here, anyway.
If you say so.
Alice doesn't like it.
Well, since she's not here, it hardly matters.
Remind me I've got to pick her up from Sophie's at 4. She's got homework to do.
What if she's got homework? What were you doing letting her have a sleepover?
Because you were in such a foul mood. And I thought the two of us going to the cinema last night might shake you out of it.
Shame you chose such a bad film.
It wasn't bad. You've just decided you were going to go on brooding about Matt Crawford.
Have you been stabbed in the back the way I have?
Oh, not again, darling, please.
The whole village think I'm the person responsible for kicking the Grundys out of Grange Farm.
What I don't understand is why you didn't read the minutes of the meeting when you got them.
Because I'm a busy working farmer.
You usually read them straight away.
Rub it in, why don't you?
You'd think since you didn't go to the meeting...
Jenny, I'm not finding this very supportive.
Well, I'm only saying...
You think what happened to the Grundys is my fault?
No, of course not.
Well, that's how it feels.
You never trust in Matt Crawford, especially after what happened with Debbie.
And how right I was. I mean, I think he didn't even pick up the phone and tell me it was on the agenda.
Oh, it's done now.
Just typical of that man that I end up taking a rap for his dirty work.
Well, I suppose legally the Grundys were in breach of their tenancy.
I mean, I know I may not have been all that sympathetic to the Grundys in the past, but there is such a thing as kicking a man when he's down.
Which is something you'd never do.
I wouldn't.
I know. And if people ask me about it, that's what I tell them.
Who's asked you?
Mum? Tony?
But doesn't Matt realise I've got to go on living in this village?
What do you think will happen to Grange Farm when the Grandies have gone?
Oh, well, the obvious thing would be to sell off the farmhouse and absorb the rest of the land into the estate.
Oh, it seems such a shame when it's been a family farm for generations.
No way a farm like that can be viable in the current climate.
No, I suppose not.
The amazing thing is that the Grundys have managed to hold on for so long.
Well, you can't help admiring them for it.
Which is why I don't like seeing Matt Crawford taking such a cavalier attitude.
I'd better get this in and washed.
I think I'll go up to the office.
Oh, you don't think you'd be better doing something more practical, darling?
Why? I think I'm going to sit there brooding.
Well, you are.
Oh, Jenny. It's the unfairness of it all.
I know.
I'll go and have a look at the lambs. Really depress myself with the thought of sheep prices.
Look, I've got a better idea. Come in, pour us both a sherry, and talk to me while I get the food ready.
Oh, Debbie and her boyfriend for lunch. That's another depressing thought.
Perhaps I should have invited Matt Crawford as well.
Ah.
Do you want me to ring and cancel them?
Oh, don't bother. I'll put up with Simon and all that ghastly drivel about how hard they're working at the university.
I know everybody does it now, but I still hate the idea of Sunday shopping.
If it's the only day I can drag you up for a new suit...
I still don't see what's wrong with my old one. If you could just move the buttons over a bit.
So you aren't actually admitting to putting on weight?
I haven't put on weight. It's just since I've been less active around the farm.
You've lost a bit of muscle tone.
Yeah, precisely.
You should start going to the gym with Sid.
Oh. Anyway, I don't know how much wear I'd get out of a new suit.
Lots. Lily's christening, for starters. I know Julie's been planning her outfit for weeks.
Oh, I see. You were trying to force me to buy a new suit so you can have a new dress.
I'm going to have something. Christening's at such an in-between time of the year.
Well, can't you wear something with a jacket that you can put on or take off?
You're suggesting next that I should wear a cardigan.
Well, it can get very cold in that shirt.
I don't want Nigel and Elizabeth thinking I haven't made an effort.
Well, Jill, if you want a new dress, you should have one. You deserve it, after all the help you've been with the twins. Just promise me one thing.
What's that?
Don't get the colour Bunty wore last week.
It was a bit...
lurid.
I was going to say bright.
She looked as if she'd been top-dressed with nitrogen. You do really think that we did the right thing, talking to her and Reg?
Somebody had to tell them how strongly they felt about Alistair adopting Daniel.
It's not that I don't see Reg and Bunty's point.
They're in a very difficult position.
Yeah, but what you have to remember is that Reg is a lawyer. Mm. He won't move on anything until the whole thing's watertight.
If they do change their minds... You must never know he had any part in it.
No, of course not. Oh, just a minute, Jill.
What's the matter?
Come and look at this.
What?
These houses for sale.
Look at that.
Easy access to Borchester and surrounding towns.
Right on the bypass.
Well, that one sounds quite nice. Compact, easily run country cottage.
Remember when Shuley used to work for them? She was always telling us about the estate agent's code.
Oh, they're so compact. Cramped. And look at the price of it.
Ideal for first-time buyers.
Yeah, which in effect is what we are.
What's the joke, Phil?
Oh. Debbie, Simon.
Hello.
Hi, Jill. Phil, what brings you to town?
Well, Jill's trying to persuade me that I need a new suit for Freddie and Lily's christening.
Well, you're not going to find that looking in Rodway and Watson's window.
I've browsed here for hours looking at houses. Greatest form of window shopping there
Simon,
is.
Simon, come on. We should get moving.
You off out?
Lunch at Home Farm, which is why we've just been to the wine merchant.
Oh, well, Brian could do with something to cheer him up.
What, you mean the Grundys?
Mm. When you look at these prices, it really makes you think. The Grundys could no more afford to buy a house than fly to the moon.
I don't want to be rude, but Mum's cooking rib of beef.
Oh, in that case, you mustn't be late.
Nice to bump into you.
Have a good time.
We will.
Bye. I'm surprised he has time to browse an estate agent's windows.
There's one here that looks like Woodbine Cottage.
Hmm? Good heavens. Do you think it could really be worth that much?
Be a substantial bit towards a place of our own.
Jill, we've already decided it needs to be kept as part of the farm.
Yes, but if the accountant suggests...
I don't know why we're standing here. We can't make any proper plans until we've seen him tomorrow.
Besides, there's nothing here I fancy.
Not unless we want to move from Ambridge.
Don't even suggest it. Right. Shall we go to Underwood and try and find that suit?
Hmm. Oh, that's what I call a proper English meal.
Hmm. It was so good to be able to serve beef on the bone again.
I'll say.
As for that crumble, delicious.
Well, thank you for the wine, Simon.
Oh, we don't like to come empty-handed.
You mustn't think you have to bring something, must they, Brian?
No.
How about coffee?
That'd be great.
No.
Well, I'll take these and put them in the dishwasher. Would you like to open the door for me, darling?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Dad, while Mum's out of the room...
Debbie and I have got a proposal we'd like to make.
What?
It's something we've both thought about quite seriously.
We're not rushing in. We wanted to be sure it'd work.
Don't you think you should wait until your mother gets back with the coffee?
We know you can't give the ultimate decision.
But we're coming to you as a board member of Borchester Land, not as my dad.
Borchester Land?
Simon and I would like to take on Grange Farm.
We know you're not happy about what's happened to the Grundys, but we think we could make a go of it.
Well, you've come to ask me if you can take on Grange Farm.
I know it's early days.
Early days? I mean, do you have any idea what you're doing?
Yes, of course we do, Dad. We've gone into it really carefully. And Graham Ryder said nothing's been decided yet.
What? You've already been to see the estate office.
And we've walked around the farm.
How could you? With the Grundys still living there.
Well, nobody saw us. Look, Ryan, believe us, we've done all the calculations.
I don't care what you've done. It's bad enough watching the Grundys go down. I certainly don't like the idea of you taking over the farm.
Why not?
I need you here.
We'd run it as a part-time...
Could you
venture?
Stop interrupting? It's about the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard.
Why?
Well, you're in line to inherit this place. And you want to take on a run-down, economically unviable place like Grange Farm? You must have taken leaves of your senses.
Dad, that's not very helpful.
But it's the only explanation I can think of. And you want me to put this to Matt and the rest of the board?
Yes.
Well, you haven't the hope. Borchester Land will sell off the place for as much as they can get. You'd never be able to raise the money.
Brian, if we could just discuss this...
I can't think what possessed you to come up with the idea in the first place. Whole idea's totally preposterous.
Phil and Jill are trying to make some important decisions.
Oh, morning.
Oh, morning, Dad. I just finished in here.
What sort of night have you had?
Oh, not bad. A couple of twins.
Ah, that's about it, then.
I can't say I'm unhappy to have spent my last night here. Finish here, anyway.
I always used to like the start of Lammy.
Yeah, but not as much as you like the end of it, eh?
That's true. Oh, things have gone pretty smoothly this year, though.
Yep. Nobody lost their temper, I suppose?
No.
Do you want anything in particular?
Oh, I've just had Debbie on the phone.
Oh. She wants me to do that spray.
Yeah, it's the right day for it, not a breath of wind.
Yeah, I know. But I wanted to get on with the drilling here.
Oh, well, it's your decision. I'm just giving you the message.
Okay, thanks.
You seen Bert yet?
No. He's gone straight to Hollertree.
Oh, good.
20 minutes late.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Funny, isn't it? Now he lives on the job, he's always turning up late.
I thought Debbie sounded a bit subdued.
Oh? She seemed full of the joys of spring when I saw her last week.
Yes, and when your mum and I met her and Simon in Borchester yesterday.
That was so typical.
What was?
Mum takes her into Borchester to buy a suit, and she's the one who comes back with a new outfit.
Well, I think she looks very nice in it.
Yes, so do I, but it was hardly the point of the expedition, though, was it?
Well, I couldn't find anything I liked, and there's still plenty of wear left.
Dad... But... What you call your best suit is about 20 years out of date.
Well, I don't think the twins will notice that.
You've never been a fashion victim, have you?
Never wanted to be.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Eddie.
9:10, I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, easy to be on time. You haven't got any stock to see to.
I can't imagine what it must be like.
You just have your breakfast and hang around till it's time to leave. Oh, at least I've got somewhat to do. All Dad does all day is sit and think about what we've lost.
Have you had any news, mate?
Still being evicted, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, only hope is the TFA.
Let's hope they can do something.
Ted Burns was going to try and sort out some deal.
Is there any chance you could stay on?
I doubt so. I can't see Matt Crawford and the rest of them doing us any favours. Always supposing Ted does get hold of him.
Well, at least you're trying.
Oh, Ted's going to ring me here if there's any news.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Right, what do you want me to do this morning?
Yeah, there are a couple of stragglers here still to lamb. If you could keep an eye on those while you're sorting out the ones that are ready to go into the yard.
Right.
Then I can get on with the drilling. So, Dad, if you could check on Bert.
Well, it'll have to wait till I get back.
Why, where are you going?
Good news, Phil. Morning, Eddie.
Morning, Mrs. Archer.
How are things?
Well, there's a lot of people feeling sorry for us. Don't give us any, right?
I keep thinking there must be something you and Clary could do.
When you come up with it, let me know. I'll go top up the A-racks.
Oh, dear.
What's the good news?
Elizabeth's just run to say they've got their planning permission.
What, is this to convert the orangery into a tea room?
Yes.
They'll have to work hard to get it open by May.
They've never been frightened of hard work.
Pip's fascinated by the idea of the oddity trail.
And they've set it up, she'll have to volunteer to try it out.
And Elizabeth and Nigel would mind.
Well, they want it to appeal to all ages.
Yes. Yeah. Right, Phil, are you ready?
Where are the two of you off to this time?
What do you mean, this time?
Sorry, if it's none of my business.
We're going to have another look at Woodbine Cottage.
And check that Jason's done those finishing touches.
Oh, right. Well, I'll see you later then.
Bye.
All right, bye. Bye.
Oh, dear. We're turning into conspirators.
Conspirators?
Dinner with Bunty and Reg last week, and then this morning...
Well, we are going to look at Woodbine Cottage.
Well, after we've been to Borchester to see the accountant.
Hi, Joy.
What a silly noise. Hey, look, that pig's having a drink of water.
Green.
Yeah, not nice orange juice like you have. Here comes Hayley. Now, she's going to look after you today while Daddy's at college.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's okay. No problem.
Good morning, my sweetheart. How are you today? Good. You want a drink?
No, she's telling you what the pigs are doing.
Oh, yes, they are. They're having their breakfast.
Do I get a kiss?
Oh, good morning.
What held you up?
Oh, I was trying to persuade Marjorie that it would be quite safe for her to go into Borchester.
Don't tell me. There's a mad axeman on the loose.
No, Carl. She wants to get some new secateurs for something she's doing at the Millennium Wood on Saturday.
What's the problem?
Well, she hasn't driven since she had a cataract, still.
I thought she could see perfectly well now.
Well, she can, but I think she's lost her nerve.
Oh, dear.
Those crashing the car made her realise she'd got a problem in the first place.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that.
Well, Marjorie hasn't.
Well, if she wants someone to sit in the car with her...
I've already tried that. She turned me down flat.
I thought she couldn't wait to get her mobility back.
So did I.
Very
charming. That's a funny noise.
Yeah, she's trying to be a pig.
That's very good. I like the way she curls her nose up.
Yeah, I'll have to teach her how to grunt properly, though.
This is your daddy. That's very funny, isn't it? Should I do it?
I bet you can't grunt as loud as I can.
Right.
Well, she's not the only one. Look at the pig.
Oh, don't look so worried. They can't touch us for it.
What if somebody sees us?
Who cares? I'm going to count to three, and it's the one who does the loudest grunt. Are you ready, Phoebes? One, two, three.
So what you want to do is to release some capital from the farm.
Well, is that possible?
Well, there isn't a problem. It's just which way we do it. You and Mrs. Archer own the farm.
Then the working capital is split with Ruth and David as partners.
Which was 270,000 at the last count.
But that's tied up in the livestock and machinery, and the crops when we get them in.
So, really, we're looking at the buildings and the land?
Yes, I think so.
But if you've any other advice...
Let's look at that avenue first. The last time I heard of decent land being sold around your way, I think it was going for 2,500 an acre.
Easily. Mm.
So, the actual farmhouse and buildings plus the land...
Yes, well, that's the total.
Right. So, it's worth about 1.5 million.
Put like that, it sounds an awful lot. Yes.
Brookfield is a small farm compared to some of the estates I look after.
Yes, of course.
The quickest way to raise money would be to sell some of the land.
Well, we haven't even seen anything we want to buy yet.
So, speed's not a consideration?
No.
Good. Because it's not usually something I'd advise clients to do.
And we wouldn't want to break up the farm.
No, of course not.
Besides which, if what they're saying about land prices rising...
I think farming land will go up a lot in the next few years. In European terms, it's still too cheap. But there is a way of selling land without breaking up the farm.
Oh, yes.
You could sell the land to your son and his wife.
Mm.
Enough to raise the cash you're looking for. And that would keep the business together.
They'd have to borrow it, though.
Well, that's fine. The banks are quite happy lending for land purchase.
Well, they wouldn't want to put up the whole amount, surely.
I don't think David and Ruth could raise any of it. I know money's been very tight.
But if you were to sell them the land at less than the top market price...
Not cheap, you mean?
Well, let's just say the lower end of the market range. As far as the bank's concerned, it's worth the full market value.
Ah, I see.
I'd say they'd be more than happy then with their security.
Yeah, it's an idea.
David is the one working the land.
Yes, and one day he'll inherit. Mm.
Which is why asking him and Ruth to take on the extra loan to buy it would make good economic sense.
Hmm. What do you think, Joe?
I'd like to go away and discuss it.
Of course.
Well, thanks. You've certainly given us something to think about.
Yes.
Remember, it's not just going to be a case of buying somewhere. You're going to need to think of what you're going to live on when you get there.
Yes, indeed.
If you ask me, you should be looking at about $18,000 a year to keep you comfortable in retirement.
I see.
That's what I would have expected a pension to raise for you.
Our pension's always been the farm.
Yeah, so there's that to consider as well.
Right. Well, we'll go and talk it through then.
That's right. Talk to David and Ruth, then get back to me. They may feel they can't afford to service the loan. If that's the case, we'll have to start looking at other options.
It's okay. Don't you want to move you into the yard?
I won't bother for a bit. It's raining.
Oh, you've packed up drilling then?
Well, there's no point when it's like this.
Sticky is it up there?
It will be by now.
Oh, that mean you're finishing me for the day?
No, of course not.
Only you did offer me a day's work.
Yeah, I know.
It ain't much fun sitting at home.
No, it can't be.
Oh, sitting there wondering how long it's going to be before we're eating our ears.
Must be awful.
Oh, there is one bit of news.
Yeah?
Well, Ted Burns rang to ask if he could come and see us tomorrow morning, so maybe there's something.
Oh, I hope so, Eddie.
To be honest, I can't see us getting any change out of Matt Crawford or blooming Brian Aldridge come to that.
Eddie, I know you showed Brian the door on Friday.
Where'd you hear that?
When I was over at Home Farm. Look, do you really think that he's the villain of the piece?
That's what Neil thinks. And Mike and Linda Snell.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
When I was in the pub on Saturday night, I don't think there was one person who wasn't on our side. That's all water off a duck's back to Brian Aldridge.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I'll get on with some office work.
Yeah, all right.
Do you fancy a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Yeah, I think that's probably best.
I like this.
Oh, a decent spice rack.
Mmm. I just don't feel he's going to appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, so do I. These units are well fitted.
It may have taken a long time, but Jason's certainly done a good job.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the place did need modernising.
It did. You know, I'm sure that once Bert and Frieda see it now, they'll be delighted to move back. Oh, look, the times I've wished we had one of these.
What?
All you have to do is swing it round and you can see exactly what tins and packets you've got in the back of the cupboard.
Well, you had a new kitchen.
Nearly 30 years ago.
Well, it can't be.
You're forgetting how long we've been at Brookfield.
All right. You're not changing your mind about moving, are you?
No, I know it's going to be hard, but providing we find the right place...
Well, we know how difficult that could be.
But I'd rather we take our time than buy in a rush and regret it later.
Oh, yes.
Do you think it's fair asking David and Ruth to take on the loan to buy the land?
Well, don't forget, they would be getting it at well below its top value.
Even so, would be a big commitment for them. And then there's what the others would think.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'd realise that the one thing we mustn't do is break up the farm.
Oh.
I mean, Kenton couldn't complain. He's already had his inheritance.
And if we left Shula and Elizabeth whatever house we buy...
Yes, I don't see that anyone could grumble.
So, when are we going to talk to Ruth and David?
Oh, well, I'd like a few more days to think about it. And then I think we should call a proper meeting.
A partner's meeting.
Well, it's not something we can discuss over the kitchen table with Pip and Josh running in and out.
No. Ah, just think, Phil, we could be standing in a lovely new home by the end of the year.
We could indeed.
So, let's enjoy our last summer at Brookfield and make the most of it.
I did have quite a lot of trouble tracking Mr. Crawford down.
When you phoned him?
His response wasn't what I'd hoped for.
Oh, really?
Afraid not.
He still wants us out?
Yes.
Hardly worth seeing him, then.
How do we guess?
I put your side of the case as strongly as I could. Of
course you did.
But he wouldn't listen to any of my arguments.
Yeah, only what you'd expect from a tow rag like Matt Crawford.
What's he care about throwing an old man, his grandchildren, out of the only home they've ever had?
That was one of the points I put to him.
But he didn't even give it the time of day.
He just said that you were in breach of your tenancy agreement.
And that gives him the right to take the roof from over our heads.
Did you tell him how old he was?
I put everything to him that I thought might change his mind.
What's he going to do with this place when he's got it?
Well, I asked him that.
We've done so much work to improve it. My lovely bathroom.
Don't worry,
you worked so hard to put it in.
I know.
And it were mine.
Well, it might still be yours, Mrs. Grundy.
Don't call me Mrs. Grundy. That's what they call me down the housing office.
She's Clary.
Clary, I'm doing my best for you.
So what are his plans?
I'm afraid he was rather evasive.
Typical.
All he'd say was that the farm was needed as part of the estate's development programme.
What's that supposed to mean, Melisado?
Well, it could mean any number of things.
Well, you're the expert. You tell us what you think he means.
Now, if I lift this flap up, what's underneath?
She loves that book.
Oh, gently. Yes, it's a dog. Now, shall we look under this one? Now, where's it hiding this time? Oh, Beepo! Oh, it's lovely Phoebe likes books so much. You and Brenda were exactly the same at her age, and look at you now.
What?
Well, still both read.
Only for uni and picture books for Phoebes.
Oh, don't spend your spare time slumped in front of the telly.
Oh, chance to be a fine thing.
Oh, dear, we've got to the end.
Yeah, she'll only want you to start again from the beginning.
Oh, I don't mind. It's more fun than working in the shop. Now she's beginning to talk, she's really good company.
Right, that's been all done. Better get ready for college.
Well, what's happening about this afternoon?
I've arranged for Hayley to come over and pick her up at dinner time.
Oh, that's very good of her.
Well, I thought it was safe you're dropping her off on your way to the shop.
Well, wouldn't have minded.
Well, it's all fixed. And then Hayley's bringing her into Borchester to meet me. Going to come to university.
Mm, doing something special?
Yeah, going to take her to get some new shoes.
Yeah, I thought she needed some the other day.
Yeah, you're going to be very smart, aren't you?
Roy, look, you must let me give you some money.
Mum.
Well, kids' shoes are very expensive.
But there's no need.
No, I'd like to.
Well, save it for next time.
Oh, why?
Because Hayley's already offered to go halves with me. So.
She's always spending her money on little treats for Phoebe.
Well, that's what I said. But Hayley said it was up to her how she spent her earnings. Right. We've got everything.
What about that folder over there?
Ah, well spotted.
Right. Okay. See you later, Phoebes.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and Mum, thanks for the offer of the money.
Oh, that's all right. Just seems wrong, Hayley buying shoes for Kate's child.
Why?
Oh, no reason, really.
Well, it could be that Borchester Land are planning to take the land in with the estate.
Oh, typical. We get kicked out so Brian Aldridge can expand his empire.
What about the house?
I expect they'll sell it on.
My home, my lovely home.
Well, we're living on the streets of Borchester in a cardboard box.
Oh, Joe, don't talk like that.
Might be better going to sleep one night and not waking up.
Oh, I don't think it'll come to that, Joe.
Why? You suddenly going to pull someone out of that?
Well, there are still some avenues open to us.
Yeah, Crawford won't rent it to us. We can't afford to buy it. So what's left?
Well, organisations like Borchester Land don't like having bad publicity. And believe me, evicting a farming family would be exactly that.
Yeah, it'll be like water off a duck's back.
Well, they do have a public image to think of.
If they cared about that, they wouldn't have sent a notice to quit.
I don't want what's happened to us all over the papers.
In the first instance, we'd write to the board saying that we intend to make your eviction as widely known as possible.
Everyone already knows.
And it weren't our fault. We've done everything we could to keep this place afloat. I've worked myself half to death in the dairy and the bull, and this must be the first time Eddie's sat down in days.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I will make a point of stressing what's happened to farming incomes.
I even give up my baccy.
Oh, I know you've all done everything you can.
We've worked our fingers to the bone for this place. Look at the way we fought back after the fire. Could have packed our bags and gone then, but we didn't. We hung on. Now, how many of the farmers would have done that? We went out and sorted that milking bale. Do you know what hard work that were? Taking the hot water out to clean it after each milking.
I'm full of admiration for what you did then, Clary.
Yeah, and what was it all for?
Don't come for nothing.
Remember walking them cows up the road, Daddy? Felt like we was having a new beginning.
Yeah, I know.
And now Borchester Lamb want to take everything away from us.
Even the roof over our edge.
Well, if we put your side of the argument down on paper...
It'll do no good.
Oh, they might think differently once they can see that we're going to put up a fight.
We won against Simon Pemberton.
Well, there you are. Now, we mustn't take the defeatist line. So, if I draft a letter...
You're a waste of a stamp.
I am on your side, Joe.
And we are grateful.
It's a shame you can't do nothing to help.
But we'll try a letter.
And if that don't work?
Well, my next step will be to lobby individual members of Borchester Land.
And you think that'll help? You think that'll get William's inheritance back?
I think it's worth trying.
Well, I don't. They've wanted to get us off this place for a long time. Well, now they got what they wanted.
Where are you going, Joe?
Out.
What for?
Because they can't bear to see Eddie getting up false hopes.
Oh, Ted's told
it's
you.
It's all over. No matter how many letters this chap sends out on headed notepaper.
Well, the Tenant Farmers Association do have some clout, Joe.
When it comes to the likes of Borchester Land.
How long are you going to be?
I don't know. All I ever wanted was to die in my own bed on my own farm. Nowadays, that's too much for an old man to ask.
Oh, dear.
He's taking it really hard. I thought he completely flipped the other week.
Yeah, he went out on the tractor as if nothing had happened.
It was the day before the farm sale.
But since then, he ain't had nought to do but worry.
Do you want to see the letter when it's written?
No. You know what you're doing. Just get it done and sent, eh?
The maid was in the garden hanging up the clothes, and down came a blackbird and pecked off her nose. Where's your nose gone? No. Silly Nana, that was just my thumb, wasn't
it? Betty!
Oh, we're round the back, putting out the washing.
I thought he couldn't have left for the shop just yet.
Now, got the pigs, Phoebe?
Oh, I'm getting a big kiss, am I? Are you pleased to see me?
It always is.
Oh. Here, under some pegs.
Oh, I've nearly finished now.
Yeah, be quicker with two of us.
Well, if you insist.
Yeah, thanks. Lovely day for it.
Oh, it certainly makes up for yesterday. Everything smells so fresh when it's been out in a good drying wind.
Hello? Anyone at home?
Oh, Clary, we're in the garden.
I feel so sorry for them. If I met Brian Aldred, I don't think I could speak to him.
You're not the only one.
There you are. Oh.
Clary, how are things?
It's terrible news.
Yeah.
What you've got to remember, though, Clary, is we're all on your side.
So people keep telling me in the books. I wondered if Joe had been up here.
No.
I thought he might have come to see Mike.
Oh, not that I know of.
Worth a try. Mike's one of the few people Joe will talk to at the moment. I know we've had the man from the TFA round this morning.
Oh, what did he say?
Well, weren't very hopeful. Joe suddenly got up and walked out.
Well, I know where he went. I passed him in the village just now, talking to Marjorie.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yes, sweetheart. What do you want me for?
Oh, she's hungry.
Well, shall I take her in and give her a dinner?
Would you mind?
No, of course not.
Oh, there's a couple of fish fingers in the freezer.
Lovely. Come on, Phoebes. Me. You're going to have tomato sauce and your fish fingers.
Look at that. Holding hands.
Yeah, they're the best of friends.
I saw Phoebe out with Roy and Hayley the other day. Looked like a proper little family.
Oh, what worries me is what's going to happen when Kate comes home and wants Phoebe back.
Surprises me she's been gone so long.
Well, Mike's convinced she's gone off on the hippie trail forever, but I think she could blow in again at any minute and upset things right, left and centre. It'd be so typical of her.
I could never leave my boys.
Well, that's because you've always had a very strong sense of responsibility.
Oh,
Clary, I didn't mean to upset you.
No, upset all the time at the moment. Oh, Betty, I'll do anything I have to keep us all together. Oh,
I know that.
I've spent the past week thinking I'm going to go mad.
Why don't you come in and have a cup of tea? I always like one before I set off for the shop.
That's all right.
Come on. We never have time for a proper chat.
No, I'm lousy company. All I talk about is our problems.
Oh, you've just been talking to me about Roy and Hayley.
Yeah, I know. But it's in my mind all the time, Betty. Every time I have a moment to think, I feel all panicky inside.
It's an awful feeling.
And every time people are nice to me, it sets me off.
Well, I got plenty of support when it happened to me. You need your friends.
That's true.
Well, now's a chance for me to return the favour. So, come on, come in and have a cup of tea.
Pat will be expecting me at Bridge Farm.
The dairy can wait for 15 minutes.
For sure.
Come, have a sit down. I promise you, you'll feel ever so much better.
I feel like I'm being told what to do.
You are. So no more excuses.
Roy!
At last! I was beginning to think you had an accident.
I'm sorry. Oh, I had to park miles away. And then she wanted to walk.
Well, she always does that when you're trying to worry.
I had to fight to get her in the buggy, and then I only pushed her for 30 seconds, and she went straight off to sleep.
It's the excitement of new shoes got too much for her.
You could say that.
Good afternoon.
Oh, we've had a great time. You know, they've got the first lot of ducklings in the pond.
Isn't it a bit early?
Well, they're there.
Spring must be coming. And you know what they say about spring? Give us a hug.
Oh, it's lovely driving this little one in to meet you.
Oh, it's great to see the two of you together.
Have you got on?
Well, this morning's class wasn't too bad. But this afternoon's...
What was it?
A whole lot of stuff about the meltdown of the Pacific Rim economy.
Huh?
Well, we covered it all last term.
Oh, so it's a bit of a waste of time.
In a word.
Makes you wonder how the lecturers get away with it.
Well, some of them are good.
Teaching you stuff you already know.
Hey, I did pick up one piece of gossip, though.
Ooh, it looks like somebody I know.
It was Simon Gerrard. He's been suspended.
What?
Yeah, from all his teaching.
Blimey, what's he done to deserve that?
One of his students has accused him of improper conduct.
Is Debbie's boyfriend?
Well, it happened a couple of weeks ago. Don't know how they managed to hush it up for so long.
Is he in serious trouble?
Well, they haven't got enough lecturers to suspend them without good reason.
I can't believe it.
Brian's never liked him.
Doesn't mean he's guilty, Roy.
Well, everyone's talking about the girl that's accused him.
What, they don't think she made it up?
No. She's got far too much to lose.
Larry's got an appointment.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
What time is it?
Just gone five.
Oh, we've done it again. Wake at the crack of dawn.
And I think of all the times I wished I didn't have to get up and do the milking.
And I've had to force you out of bed.
Yeah, I'm lying here wishing I'd got the cows to get up for.
I know.
I can't believe it, Clary. Still can't believe it's come to this.
Do you want me to go and make a cup of tea?
All right. Stay here and give us a cuddly.
Yeah, what? That's so nice and warm.
Yeah, it feels better.
Don't it just?
As long as we've got each other, Clary.
And the boys and Joe.
Then we'll be okay.
Oh, that's what worries me, though.
What do you mean?
And we might get split up.
No way.
I couldn't bear it, Eddie. Me and the boys in one place and you and Joe somewhere else.
We're a family, Clary. Told you last week they'd keep us together.
Yeah, but it don't always work like that. I saw a programme once on the telly and I've been thinking about it half the night.
I thought you were dog tired.
Yeah, still couldn't sleep.
Why didn't you wake me?
You need your rest too.
I like the idea of you lying next to me, fretting.
I weren't doing it deliberate.
Of course you weren't.
It all kept going round and round and round and round. What am I going to say to the housing officer this morning? Am I going to get all upset like I did on the phone?
Oh, he's used to that. All you've got to do is answer his question.
Yeah, but it's horrible, some stranger asking me all sorts of details about our lives.
He'll have some sort of form he's got to fill in.
It might not even be the same bloke I spoke to last week.
Do you want me to come with you?
You're supposed to be working at Brookfield.
I can always ring them.
Mrs. Archer and everybody, they've been so good to us.
They'd understand.
Nah, I don't want to go and start letting people down. You go to Brookfield, I'll go to Bolchester.
Well, do you want to drop me off and take the van?
I won't go on the bus. I won't have to worry about parking.
I know how hard it is for you, Clary, love.
Well, and for you, working on someone else's farm.
I've always done that.
You still have your own farm to come home to.
Good boy. There we go.
Shula?
Oh, Mum.
What have you been doing to him?
Oh, Auntie Chris was worried it wasn't getting enough exercise, so I took him round the off-the-road riding. It was a bit muddy.
How is Chris?
Oh, making progress. She's in the office if you want to catch her.
Any idea how long it's going to be before she's back on a horse? Oh,
George and I are trying not to mention the subject.
I think that's probably a good thing.
Oh, there. Now you're beginning to look better.
How are you getting on with giving up chocolate?
Well, not too bad. But I'm going to coffee with Bunty later this morning. She always has homemade chocolate cake.
Explain that it's Lent.
Given the way things are, I don't want to upset her.
She'd be pleased to know you're sticking to your principles. Are you going to see her about anything in particular?
Well, I don't want to get my hopes up, but it sounds as if she might be wavering about the idea of Alistair adopting Daniel.
That is good news.
She apologised to me for being so evasive last week.
Morning!
Oh, hello, Linda.
Don't usually see you at the stables.
Now, I've come to break some bad news to George. And to inquire after Christine, of course.
Oh, she's definitely making progress.
That must be a relief.
Yes, it is.
I was going to offer her an aromatherapy massage. They can be very helpful for backs. But I can't do it this morning because I've got to go into the library.
What is the bad news, Linda?
Well, I've got to tell George that I can't do any TLC for him on Saturday.
Is this the thing about clearing out the Millennium Wood?
Yes. We've got to give our saplings room to thrive, Jill. But I can't be there because Robert's accepted an invitation from friends in Wales.
Oh, I'm sure George will have plenty of other volunteers.
Yes, well, my great strength is that I don't have to be told what to do. I always try to do a little bit of tending, loosening, clearing, whenever I go out there.
Okay, boy. I think you'll do.
Coat's gleaming.
I don't want Auntie Chris coming out to check he's properly groomed. I'll go and put him back in his loose box. Then I've got to get on to Bunty's.
Good luck.
Thanks, Mum. I'll let you and Dad know what happens.
Bye, Shula.
Bye.
Now, Jill, how are your new additions to the family?
Both thriving, thank you.
I don't know how you cope with it, Jill.
I love being with the babies.
Always traipsing from place to place, never having time to enjoy Brookfield. I think you're absolutely marvellous.
Good of you to give me a lift, Shola.
No problem.
I got a return ticket.
It's gone up again. Can you use the ticket another time?
Shouldn't think so. Suppose you've heard what's happened with us?
Yes, I have.
I suppose it's the main gossip in the village.
Everyone knows what small farmers have been going through.
Oh, well, I suppose we're just another statistic, then.
Oh, no, not at all, Clary. Everyone cares about you very much.
Everyone except Brian Aldridge, that is. He had the nerve to come round last week, pretend he didn't have the faintest idea what was going on. He must have done, mustn't he?
I don't know, Clary, I'm sorry.
Do you know where I've just been? To see the housing officer.
I see. How was it?
We were perfectly nice, but still humiliating.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He did say we was a priority group because of Joe and the boys.
Well, that sounds as if you're getting somewhere.
But then he started asking me all these questions about the bankruptcy. How did we get into trouble? What did we do about it? They were like reliving the whole thing again. I answered all his questions and then he told me he wanted to see Eddie.
Why?
On the grounds he's responsible for the bankruptcy. His name's on the tenancy agreement.
Oh, I'm sure Eddie can stand up to the housing officer.
No, but last week when I asked if they needed to see us together, he said they didn't. And he said he changed his tune. I must have said something. I'm in such a state, I can't remember what it were. Just he started saying, did that mean we was deliberately homeless?
Oh, don't worry, it'll come back to you.
Oh, I ain't said nothing out of turn. You see, I promised myself I weren't going to let them get me in tears. And what's Joe doing?
Well, let's ask him.
Joe?
Oh, hello, Clary.
Shula very kindly give me a lift back.
Hello, Joe.
Come to commiserate with us in her trouble, have you?
She's been very understanding.
Wouldn't have happened if she'd still been in the state office.
Joe? Will you stop staring at the house? Talk to us properly.
Just add the valuer in from Portchester Land.
The cheek of it!
It's a said he'd been sent to assess the dilapidations.
I hope you told him to get lost.
Well, it is a standard procedure.
So I thought I'd show him how much the Grundys had done for this farm. Well, we'd looked after it. He wasn't interested in any of that.
We have looked after it.
All he was interested in was petty little things like gates falling off their hinges and that bit of guttering that come down in the last storm.
I hope you told him Eddie's been too busy trying to solve our problems to put it up again.
He started going on about the house.
It's a lovely house.
Told me we hadn't painted the woodwork.
Well, there's a little bit of flaking paint.
Stuck his keys right into the frames and said the woodwork round the windows was rotten.
All he needs is a bit of filler.
When did Eddie and me ever have time to repaint windows? You tell me that, missus.
Well, it is one of those maintenance jobs it's hard to keep on top of.
He went through every single little thing. They gets their pound of flesh and then they wants more.
Give you any idea how much it were going to cost?
I think from his attitude that we'd let this place go to rack and ruin.
Here I am, Roy.
Oh, hello, Linda. Nice morning off.
Oh, busy. But I do seem to get a lot more done when I'm doing the afternoon shift.
Well, with me, it's the other way round. Mornings I don't go to uni seems to take half my time to get Phoebe up and fed.
How is she?
Oh, fine.
No news from Kate?
Afraid not.
I've always had a soft spot for her, but how she could go off and leave her child.
Oh, Phoebe's okay with me, and Kate knows she's fine.
Yes, I've seen her out with Hayley quite a lot.
Yeah, she's been brilliant. I'd be way behind at uni if it wasn't for her help.
Roy, there is a library at the university, isn't there?
Of course. Mind you, they quite often don't have the book you need.
Ah, that must have been it.
Sorry?
Well, one of the many things I did this morning was going to the library in Borchester, and I ran into Simon Gerard.
Oh.
When I said I thought he'd use the university library, I got very short shrift. But then if they hadn't got the books he wanted, I suppose...
I don't think he can use it. He's been suspended.
What?
Yeah, the whole place is talking about it.
What do you want to finish up, the ham or the cheese?
Don't mind.
I'll give you the ham.
Well, now of Borchester Land sent us...
Hey? Oh, Teddy.
Told me he wasn't coming back, did her time?
She's got some news. Oh, I might have to eat my sandwich on the way over to Bridge Farm.
Give yourself indigestion.
I can't help that. Time's going on. I've got to get back.
Hello. You heard something?
You what?
Clary thought you might have had some news.
I've come home from my dinner because Bert was getting on me wick.
What was that then?
Oh, he was grumbling about going back to Woodbine Cottage.
Valuer's been round. Dilapidations.
Already? Yeah, I can't wait, can I?
Horrible, isn't it?
Disgusting. We haven't heard back from Ted yet.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder if you didn't fly off the handle a bit quick last week.
What?
When Brian Aldridge come round, telling him to push off.
Because
now they decided they not only want to get us out, but fleece us at the same time.
We knew they'd have to do it, the dilapidations.
This quick?
Yeah, well, it's been done. What I really want to know is what the housing officer had to say.
Eddie, I don't know how to say this, but...
Can't you help us?
I think I did something terrible.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. It ain't our fault.
I let the cat out the bag about you not opening the bills.
So? Seeing Squinner's not opening a letter meant anything.
He asked me if there'd been warning signs. And now I've told him that, they're suggesting we might be deliberately homeless.
Oh?
Taking her ages to remember what she said.
Well, I was that upset. They want to talk to you, Eddie. Get you to explain how we got bankrupt.
We're small farmers and we're in dire straits. There's nothing more to tell them. So how can it possibly be deliberate?
They'd obviously been thinking it over.
It sounds like it.
Bunty said perhaps they'd reacted too strongly the other week.
That was good of her.
I thought so. It's not as if I didn't understand their reservations about the adoption.
But they needed time to think about it.
Yeah, perhaps I did rather spring it on them.
It would always have come as a shock.
So, the upshot of the whole thing is that they won't stand in my way if that's what we want to do.
Oh, good, I'm so pleased.
Oh, Mum, I can't tell you.
Let me give you a hug.
Oh. I feel as if a weight's been lifted off my shoulders.
That was obvious by the grin you had on your face when you walked in.
Could you tell straight away?
Yes. Do you want to break the good news to your father? We could have some lunch.
Oh, no, I can't stay. I want to go and see if Alistair's got back to the surgery yet.
Can't you ring him on the mobile?
No, I want him to see my big grin too.
Off you go then. And make sure you tell him I'm delighted too.
Oh, I will. Then I'm going to see if he'll take me out to lunch to celebrate.
trying to get this stupid thing coupled up.
Oh, well, do you think hitting it like that's going to help?
Well, I've greased it up and now I'm trying brute force.
Sounds to me as if somebody got out of bed the wrong side this morning.
I want to get on with the drilling while we've got some decent weather.
So you haven't got time to look at this?
Nice picture. Where is it?
Lake Rudolph. It's from Kate.
Having a great time. Wish you were here.
Oh, it's even briefer than that. Hi. Love, Kate.
Short and sweet. Well, at least we know where she is. Oh, you pass us that rag. And then...
Well, I don't know that we do. Lake Rudolph is in Kenya. I looked it up on the map, but we don't know that she sent it from there.
Well, what does it say on the stamp?
It hasn't got one.
You're kidding.
No. I had to pay a fortune in excess postage. The thing is, she could have bought it weeks ago and only just got round to sending it.
Yeah, that'd be a very Kate thing to do.
So, in terms of trying to find out where she is, it isn't much help.
Well, I know it's disappointing.
You can't call me unnatural for wanting to know what my children are doing.
No, of course not.
Oh, I love it when you and I sit in the kitchen and chat about things.
Yeah, I know you miss her, Mum.
Yes, I do. And I know she's nearly driven me to distraction more times than I can think of. But
she's still Kate.
Hi. Love, Kate. Oh, you're right. It's better than nothing. Debbie, when you get a break, will you come in and have a chat?
Why?
Well, you and Simon left in such a hurry after lunch on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Brian did tell me a little of what it was about.
And did he tell you he called me a fool and an idiot?
No.
The thing was, Mum, Dad refused to take me seriously. I mean, you'd have thought Simon and I wanted Grange Farm as a hobby, not a business enterprise.
Well, he's been very upset about what's happened to the Grundys. And I've only just discovered this, but Siobhan refused to have a drink with him last week on top of everything else. Talk to me about it over coffee.
That fungicide should be here this afternoon. They've guaranteed it.
Thanks.
We've got to pay extra for an immediate delivery.
Well, if you want to take out of my wages...
Oh, don't be silly.
Brian, have you seen this? It's from Kate.
Good grief.
She doesn't say much.
Sure.
Oh, here's someone who'll be pleased to see it.
Well, of course, it's Phoebe's day today.
Morning, Phoebe. Morning, Roy. Look, I've got this lovely postcard from your mummy.
Your mother will be happy for days.
Lucky her.
Thought you'd be out in the field by now.
Yeah, well, I would be if I could get this stupid thing coupled up.
If you ask me, the problem's obvious.
Oh, yes?
There. Sorted.
Thanks.
Can I borrow your rag?
Here.
If you start on the sugar beet, I'll go and check on the ewes.
I'll work on late tonight.
Not rushing home to love a boy.
No, Simon's going out. Dad, look, can we have another chat about Grange Farm?
You're not still going on about that.
Why won't you treat it as a serious proposal?
Debbie, do you have any idea what you'd be taking on?
Well, I will do as soon as I get the details from Graham.
But it's never going to make any money.
But Simon and I...
It's totally unviable as a single unit. You'd be making a dreadful mistake.
We could go straight to Borchester Land.
And do you know what hurts me most? It's your lack of sympathy for the Grundys. But I suppose that's Simon's influence. He's changed you, you know. And not for the better.
You need to get parallel with the gatepost, mate. Yeah, that's it. That's right, right. Back you come.
Something tells me he's new to this round.
Right hand down a bit.
That's what he's better at going forwards than reversing.
Come on. Be careful, you're here to collect the milk, not demolish the wall. Right, all you need to do now is keep straight. Yep.
He's still not going to be able to hook up.
Yes, he is. That's it. No, it's not easy, this entrance. It took the other driver a few goes to get it right.
Oh, dear.
Ooh, something tells me he's not happy.
Oh, let's just leave him to it.
Yeah.
Look, about this meeting tomorrow.
Trust Mum and Dad to call a meeting the first night we could go out and, well, you know, get in a romantic mood.
Thinking about number three, eh?
Well, he's not exactly got on his way during landing, has he?
What do you mean, he?
It's better than it.
I reckon tomorrow night's about telling us to go back to the bungalow.
Mm. Well, we have rather been living on borrowed time.
I think it was the sticky fingers on the piano keys that did it. Ah, oh, been great, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, certainly has.
Better start saving boxes for our packing.
The kids are going to hate it.
When you're their age, living here for so long, It must seem like they've been here forever.
Oh, well, one day.
If your dad ever decides to retire.
Come here, lad. If we do find Linda's orchid, we don't want you trampling all over it.
Well, it won't be in flower yet, but we should be able to find the leaves.
Ah, that's right. Ah, you're a good lad, eh? Are you going to put Hermes on his lead?
Oh, poor old thing. He's having trouble keeping up with us.
Come on, Hermes. Come on here, lad.
There.
Yeah.
George, I do admire the way you have with dogs.
Oh, it's years of experience. Now, where are these orchids supposed to be?
Well, practically at right angles between the stile and that clump of trees. Always provided they're still here.
Oh, I hope so. You know, only the other day I noticed that someone had dug up a lot of violets from the bank of the Am. That's wicked.
Oh, I know. The trouble is some people still don't know it's illegal to pick wildflowers.
Well, they should do. Now then, what, round here?
A bit further on.
Right.
Isn't this business of the Grundys dreadful?
Oh, it is that.
I might not always have had a lot of time for Joe and Eddie,
no, but that's not the point. Hey, what's this?
Let me see.
No, on closer inspection, I think it's ribwort.
I'm afraid it is.
And that's vetch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I bumped into Joe in the village on Tuesday.
I didn't think I'd have known what to say.
Oh, neither did I. We both know Joe can feel sorry for himself.
Well, yes, but...
Chris and I almost found ourselves offering him a temporary home at the stables.
Well, yes, Robert and I had the same discussion.
But it wouldn't have worked out. Besides, Joe's got his pride.
Well, yes, that's exactly what Robert and I decided. And, of course, none of this would have happened if it hadn't been for Brian Aldridge.
But I don't think it... Wait, hang on a minute, Linda.
Morning! Have you lost something?
Morning, Brian.
Can I point out that both our dogs are under control?
I can see that.
And we are on the footpath.
Well, of course you are.
So, you can't have anything to complain about.
Well, why should I? Just when I saw you searching the ground, I thought you must have dropped something.
We're looking for the orchids.
They ought to be up by now.
Oh, they are. I saw a couple of leaves the other day. Look, here they are.
That's a relief.
Well, I hope you didn't think I'd done something to get rid of them.
Oh, no, we didn't think that at all, did we, George?
Oh, no.
And Brian,
hmm?
Can I say how sorry I was to hear about Simon?
Simon?
Must be so awful to have an accusation like that hanging over your heads.
Something happened?
Oh, yes. Simon's been suspended from all his teaching at the university. But I don't believe a word of it, do you, Brian?
No. No, of course not.
I mean, you get me stupid, hysterical girls who throw themselves at lecturers, and then when they find their affections aren't returned...
Yes,
they...
quite. Gosh, thank you, Linda.
But I'm sure it'll all be right in the end.
We do hope so, yes, certainly.
But surely, if a lass makes an accusation, she has to back it up.
Well, yes, but think of what Simon must be going through meanwhile. And then there's Debbie.
Linda, I'm so sorry, but I really do have to get back. Do forgive me.
Oh, right, yes, of course. You'll be keeping an eye on my orchids, then.
Debbie, is that you?
No, but I'd like to know where she is.
What?
Haven't I told you both from the very beginning that Simon Gerard wasn't to be trusted?
What?
I suppose you knew.
But, Brian, I don't know what you're talking about. And try and keep your voice down, please. Phoebe's asleep.
Only thing that surprised me is it didn't happen sooner.
What didn't happen sooner?
He's been suspended from the university, Jenny. He's been having it off with one of his students.
What? Who on earth told you that?
Linda Snell.
Well, really, how would she know?
Well, I was too busy trying to pretend I knew all about it to ask.
Brian, that is ridiculous. Anyway, you can't start accusing Simon till you know his side of the story.
I don't need to.
Well, you've been upset enough about people not listening to you over the Grundys.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's completely different.
Coffee ready, Mum?
Well, here's Debbie now. Let's see what she's got to say.
Dad, I thought you'd be in the lambing shed.
Well, as you can see, I'm not. Debbie, I just had a rather unfortunate meeting with Linda Snell.
About the Grundys?
No, about Simon. Now, come along. How long have you been keeping it a secret?
What? Keeping what a secret?
Darling, I'm afraid Linda's made rather an unfortunate accusation.
I warned you, and I warned you, but you wouldn't see sense.
Linda seems to have got hold of the idea that... Well, Simon's in trouble at the university, that he's been suspended.
Well, aren't you going to deny it?
No, he has been suspended.
Oh, darling!
And you didn't tell us?
Well, because I knew this would be your reaction.
Well, how long have you known?
Quite a while, but I don't believe a word of it.
You must do.
Why should she?
Well, I'd like to know what he'd said to convince you he's innocent.
Well, it doesn't need to. I know he is.
Oh, Debbie, you constantly let that man pull the wool over your eyes.
Can I remind
you, Dad, that I know Simon a lot better than you do.
He wouldn't lie to Debbie, darling.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Those sort of chaps always lie. They got it down to a fine art. That's why they get away with it.
Dad, we know you've never liked him, so...
Okay. How did you first meet him?
That was different.
Well, I can't think why. I mean, face it, Debbie, the man you're living with's got a thing about young girls.
Has the university taken any other action against him?
No, not yet.
So, you see, Brian, he hasn't had the chance to put his side of the story yet.
Jenny, I can't believe you're defending him.
But it's because she knows I can trust him.
I don't think he'd risk losing Debbie. Not after what happened between them.
Thank you.
You told me he was going out tonight. Any idea where?
There's a film I didn't want to see.
Well, I bet if I went to check on him, he wouldn't turn up.
I don't need anybody to spy on him, thank you very much.
Because you don't want to face up to the truth. I mean, that's why you came up with your crazy idea about taking on Grange Farm. Give him something to do when he's kicked out.
We can't afford it without Simon working.
Well, then I can't think why you even approached me when you knew this was going on.
Oh, now you've woken Phoebe. I'm coming, darling, I'm coming.
Debbie, what do I have to do to make you see sense?
Nothing, because Simon's going to clear his name and get his job back.
Oh, God.
Perhaps then you'll believe me.
Oh, it's pointless, isn't it?
Yes, I love Simon, and I know he wouldn't do it to me.
You're going to stick by him?
Yes, every step of the way.
Well, then don't come crying to me when you finally realise I've been right all along.
Oh, hello, Peggy. Well, if you don't keep on top of the gardening at this time of the year, it soon runs away with you.
Oh, don't I know it.
1 minute you think nothing's growing, and then the next...
You're facing a wilderness.
Hey, and now the evenings are getting lighter.
Oh, George, stop making me feel guilty.
Oh, if I'm doing that, what say I stop and put the kettle on?
Oh, no, I can't stay. Jack's expecting me back. But I just checked on Siobhan. She's all right for tomorrow.
Oh, good. Even without Chris and Linda, we're going to have a fair turnout.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's important we keep the Millennium Wood up to scratch. I told Siobhan to bring some good, strong gloves.
She'll need those if she's clearing the undergrowth.
Yes, I noticed there were quite a lot of nettles.
Mm, I was thinking more about the brambles.
Oh, they're so pernicious.
But if we really have a good go at them tomorrow...
We ought to get them under control. Eventually.
Exactly.
I know Linda's been checking on the stakes whenever she's been up there.
Yeah, she told me.
It's a pity she can't help tomorrow.
Ah, that's right. She's going to Wales. And it looks like it'll be a good weekend for weather.
Yes, she and Robert don't often get a break together.
Oh, I wouldn't expect Linda to give up the chance of a weekend away.
That's what I said.
And it's not as if she doesn't play a part. She took me to check on her orchids yesterday.
Oh, yes. You've got to admire the way she stood her ground with Brian over that.
Ah. But, well... I think she'd rather put a foot in it with him yesterday.
Oh, is she another one blaming him for what happened to the Grundys?
Oh, no. No, this was about Debbie and Simon.
Oh.
Hey, Chris, where do you think you're going?
I could get a breath of fresh air sometime. Hello, Peggy.
Hello. How are you feeling?
Oh, not too bad. I've managed to get into the office every day this week.
The paperwork's never been so up to date.
That's true. Don't worry, old boy. I've got some peppermints here for you.
As long as that's all you're thinking of doing.
Oh, George, what am I being accused of?
Nothing.
You hear what I have to put up with?
I'm sure he's only saying it for your own good.
Oh, it is frustrating not to be able to ride. I'm missing the exercise.
Well, you're not putting on any weight, though.
Maybe not, but I can feel my muscles slackening.
Yes, it must be very difficult when you're used to being fit.
Oh, it's driving me up the wall. Not being able to take my classes. Help Shula, you know.
Well, you just take it easy. It's all a matter of patience.
I know. I'm sorry not to be able to help with the Millennium Wood, though. Oh, did George tell you about his tree identification chart?
No.
Yeah, it shows you how to identify trees when they're not in leaf.
Oh, once they're fully grown, I'm pretty good at going on shape.
Oh, well, this shows them at all their stages of development. I thought I'd bring it up with me tomorrow.
Oh, good. The more information, the better.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm sure you can spare a minute, Peggy. I'll show you. You'll excuse us, Chris.
Of course.
The problem with saplings is they haven't got their proper bark. A think the only one I could be confident about identifying would be Ash.
Don't worry, I'm coming to see you. And if I give you a peppermint, how would you feel about the two of us having the tiniest ride round the yard?
Debbie! Debbie!
Yeah? What's the problem?
I'm off back to Brookfield, okay?
Yeah, okay. Don't just stop me just to tell me that.
Sorry, I thought you wanted to know. You've certainly kept up a good rate of work.
Well, the weather's good, you know. Is that all?
What?
I've got to get on, David.
Look, Debbie, if there's a problem, why don't you just tell me what it is?
Why do you think there's a problem?
Come on, you're in a foul mood. And you could have cut the atmosphere with a knife in the yard earlier on.
You finished the spraying?
Yes, and I filled in the pesticides book.
Good, then why don't you just go?
Debbie, what is the matter?
Nothing.
OK, keep it to yourself.
I'm not keeping anything to myself.
All right, OK, fine, everything's fine.
Yes, just stop telling me I've got a problem.
OK, fine, I expect it's just me. Mum and Dad have called a meeting with us this evening.
Right.
Ruth and I are pretty sure it's about us moving out of Brookfield back into the bungalow.
Well, it was bound to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, well, neither of us are looking forward to it very much.
Yeah, I suppose you've moved quite a lot of stuff into the house, haven't you?
Well, it's not the idea of moving, it's being back in the bungalow.
Well, Bert seems to like it.
He hasn't got two small children.
Well, you'll get used to it once you're back there.
I suppose so. You're not really interested in this, are you? What was it, a row with Brian?
If you finish the spraying, you might as well get off, David.
Fine. You know where we are if you want to talk about it.
Yes.
Bring Simon over if you like.
Thank you, but we're planning a quiet weekend at home.
Oh, right. Get your strength up for lambing.
Yeah, something like that.
Debbie, I was only trying...
David!
But since it's not going to work, I'll get back to my own farm.
That's probably the best thing.
Yeah. With all the time I spent here, our drilling's beginning to suffer a bit. I was out with the headlights on until after nine last night. Who'd be a farmer, eh?
I would, if I was allowed to be.
There. That wasn't too bad, was it, old boy? Hardly a twinge. Now, you stand nicely while I... Oh, ow. Oh, dear. No, I don't think that's going to do it either. Perhaps it... Oh, stupid. It's no good, Boris. I can't get off. George is going to be furious. George! George! Can you come here a minute, please? George!
What's the matter? Oh, no, I don't believe it. What's wrong?
I just wanted to ride Boris round the yard a couple of times.
You know you shouldn't have got on that horse.
Well, I haven't. Now I can't dismount. Not even onto the mounting block.
Oh, dear.
So, unless you can help me, George, I'll have to spend the night going round and round out here.
Just as your back was really starting to get better.
I know.
Oh, I shouldn't have let you out here on your own.
The important thing now is to get her down.
Peggy, if you could hold the bridle.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's all right. He's lovely and gentle.
Good boy.
Now, if you hold that tightly, and then if
look,
George...
Look, I'll get up here.
All right.
Now, you give me your hands.
Oh, that's not going to work.
Well, can't you just slide down?
Oh, the problem is I don't seem to be able to get this leg high enough without... Oh!
Right. I see the difficulty.
Is there someone else we could get to help? Shula or one of the youngsters?
No, they've all gone home.
It's a good thing that George and I are here. Good boy, Boris.
You'd have been in a right pickle if the place had been deserted, wouldn't you?
Oh, George, don't rub it in. Just get me off.
Now then, look. If I take your weight...
Yes?
Now, what I want you to do, Peggy, is hold on to him as tightly as you can.
I am.
Now then, Chris.
Oh, careful, George. It hurts.
I'm sorry, but I don't think that can be helped. Now, don't let go of him, Peggy.
All right.
There. Done it.
Thank you. Oh, I don't think I've done myself any good there.
Well done, Boris. Would you like to take him now, George?
All right.
The trouble is, None of us is getting any younger.
Yes, I know. That, Chris.
I think this has taught me a lesson.
I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, my life really is going to have to change.
Right, are we all ready?
Oh, I don't think there'll be any more noise from the kids.
Josh was knackered.
That's because he spent most of the day dashing round on his tricycle.
Oh, he wasn't in the way.
No, of course not. He just wanted to keep showing me how fast he could go.
Yeah, he loves having so much space.
Is that what this meeting's about?
Well...
Us moving back to the bungalow.
Oh, I hope you don't think we've outstayed our welcome. But with Woodbine Cottage
no,
not finished...
No, that's all right. You know, you can't move out until Bert and Frieda have gone.
But that's not our primary reason for having this meeting.
It's not?
No. We want to discuss the whole future of the farm.
Phew. That's a big subject. Where do you want to begin?
Well, we went to see the accountant on Monday.
Oh, so that's where you went?
There were some things we wanted to talk about.
Get them clear in our own minds.
And now we're talking to you about them to see if you approve.
Ah. Okay, go on.
Well, we've decided the time has come when we need to look at handing things on.
Wow.
And one of the things we've been discussing is what happens when we move out of Brookfield.
But we don't want to do that until we've found somewhere we really want to buy.
Yes, and you know how difficult that can be in Ambridge.
Well, if you're thinking of buying somewhere...
We're going to have to take some money out of the farm.
Quite a lot.
We've had a look at house prices, and we don't think we'll find anything suitable for under 200,000.
Boy. Well, the only way you could release that much is by selling land.
And what would that do to the farm?
Make it unviable, I should think.
Precisely. So, what we'd like to do is sell some of the land to you and Ruth to keep the farm together.
At 2.5 grand an acre?
No, of course not. We wouldn't expect you to pay the full market price.
So what would you be expecting then?
Well, Anthony suggested 75%.
Ooh, still a heck of a lot.
You'd have to sell us...
We estimate about 100 acres.
And we know you'd have to borrow the money.
Any idea how much the interest would be?
Well, at current rates, about 17,000 a year. And that wouldn't be the only cost. We'd also have to take something out to live on.
As a form of pension?
Yes.
We haven't made any pension provision... because we've always invested any money we had back in the farm.
Well, that's what made Brookfield what it is.
Well, we've come a long way since your granddad first bought it.
So how much would you be looking at to live on?
Well, the accountant reckons 18,000 a year.
Whew. We do realise it'd be a big financial commitment for you both.
So that's 35 grand we've got to find before we start paying ourselves.
Now, if you feel you can't manage it...
Or you think we should consider other options...
Are you expecting an answer now?
Oh, no, no, no. We know you'll need to talk it over between yourselves.
And see the bank manager.
We'd have to do some major streamlining.
Oh, it's an enormous project.
Which is why you'll need time to think about it.
Yeah.
It's not that we're turning you down.
No, of course not.
Quite rightly, you want to examine all the pros and cons.
I'm finding it difficult to take it all in.
Mm. Can I ask a question, then?
Yes, of course.
Does this mean you're actually retiring?
Well...
More or less.
You'd still be able to call on me whenever you needed, of course.
We'd certainly want to do that.
It was just the same for me when Dad decided to draw back a bit.
Yes, and he was round here all the time.
Well, you know what they say, once a farmer.
You know you'll always be a big part of Brookfield.
Well, I hope we can find a way of working it out. After all, we've got the next generation of Archers to think about, haven't we?
They'll call it Archers, the Next Generation. The Archers was written by Louise Page, the agricultural story editor Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.